The next patient is Vern Hansen. The last name is H-A-N-S-E-N. This is Vern is Victor Echo Roger November Echo. Vern Hansen. This is the clinical case of an 85-year-old white male that we had the opportunity to see at the hospital where he was admitted in pulmonary edema and respiratory failure. This patient has a lengthy history of cardiovascular disease. He has not only a cardiomyopathy with an ejection fraction of 25%, but also evidence of mitral valve disease. On top of this, we know that this patient has been a smoker for many years. He has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is exacerbated by the fluid retention. To make things a little bit more complicated, this patient loves to eat salt, period. The reason to be evaluating this patient was because he started with retention of fluid in the lower extremities. It was significant, and the patient has become hypoactive. He was taken to the emergency room on February the 27th of 2022, and which was 48 hours ago. The chest X-ray fails to show congestive heart failure. The proBNP, BN beta November PAPA, was $17,000. It was as high as $35,000 when he was in the hospital. So there was evidence also of deterioration of the kidney function. The serum creatinine it was 2.82 from 2.2 at the time of discharge a couple of weeks ago. BUN 46, the estimated GFR is 20 mLs per minute. He has a little proteinuria. The impression is that this patient has a severe cardiorenal syndrome that is exacerbated by the poor compliance with diet and medication, and diet as well as changes in the medication, and also the lack of fluid restriction as recommended. I spend at least 25 minutes of the conversation with the wife, emphasizing the absolute need to have a very low sodium diet, a fluid restriction of 1,000 cc's in 24 hours, and to try to feed him with not processed food. Avoid any preservatives in any type of food. Period. Second, number two, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control. Three, the patient doesn't have any respiratory distress to suggest exacerbation of the chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Following number, hyperlipidemia. Following number, peripheral vascular disease. This was a telehealth evaluation. The evaluation of the chart was 20 minutes. The conversation on the phone was at least 25 minutes, and the documentation 10 minutes.